Good morning and welcome to Zion Mennonite this morning. So I thought that a perfect welcome to get our minds thinking about not only the eclipse tomorrow, but some of the just amazing, I know as Craig likes to say, nature-ch. Jana's going to be speaking on Psalm 66 today and just about the glory of God and the glory of nature. And Serenity and I went on a couple of backpacking trips this summer, and I thought I would read a quote from John Muir while you guys looked at a few of those photographs from our backpacking trip. No synonym for God is so perfect as beauty, whether as seen carving the lines of the mountains with glaciers, or gathering matter into stars, or planning the movements of water, or gardening, still all is beauty. In God's wildness lies the hope of the world, the great fresh, unblighted, unredeemed wilderness. The galling harness of civilization drops off, and wounds heal ever we are aware. All nature's wildness tells the same story, the shocks and outbursts of earthquakes, volcanoes, geysers, roaring thunder, thundering waves and floods, the silent uprush or sap in plants, storms of every sort. Each and all are the orderly beauty-making love beats of God's heart. Sorry. Let me look at my other sheet. If you have announcements, you can come forward at this time and go ahead and greet one another.
The Zion Campout is Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, this coming weekend. And do I have the offer for you? Someone can't go, so they have two nights already paid for a tent site. So if someone would like this, just come see me after the service. Saturday night, we're going to have a potluck. And if you're coming up for the day, you're more welcome to stay and enjoy with that with us. And then we're going to have a small service afterwards. Since we won't be here Sunday morning, we'll have it Saturday night at the campsite. So if you haven't sent me an email yet telling me that you're coming, please do, so I have your email. So if there's any other activities we want to plan or things we want to do, I can email the group who's going. Thank you.
I just wanted to say that yesterday, the canning day was really great. Thank you so much. If you donated items or you you were there and you helped and you participated. I just think that I think this should continue once a year, and it was just a good time to be with one another and do something practical. So thank you for your efforts in helping.
I'm the person who puts together the nursery schedule, and I have, again, waited kind of to the last minute. So I'll be trying to touch base with everybody whose name is on the list from last year. You can just let me know, yep, I'll help again. I think I'm good this year. I can take a break. Or if you haven't had your name on the list before, I'll try to reach out to you, too, or you can come and tap me, too. Thanks.
Take a moment to look in your bulletins about Labor Day Sunday. We're asking people to send us pictures of you at work, the jobs that you do, home or away from home, and we'd like to have a slideshow that Sunday morning of Labor Day weekend. So please send those to the church office. This is an announcement for high schoolers. Today we're going to the Canby Center to help them sort through donations, and we're welcoming the new freshmen, so please let me know if you're going so I can arrange carpooling. Thank you.
Well, as much as John Muir's words could be a prayer of ours, that's what I was looking for in my notes. I forgot the prayer. So let's have an opening prayer. Holy God, we are awed and humbled by your gracious presence among us. Who are we in light of your sovereign majesty? You who formed us, you who know the numbers of hairs on our heads, you open to us the riches of your kingdom. Your love and mercy, forgiveness and peace, comfort and protection are not withheld from us, but are poured out in abundance. Thank you. Thank you for loving us with an everlasting love. Renew us and heal us by that love, that we might live as your daughters and sons. For the sake of Christ, we pray. Amen. So our call to worship this morning will be a litany. All right. Let me say one thing. I had to look up a word in here. First off, I'm a social studies teacher, so I didn't know what a quark was. Does anybody, raise your hand if you know what a quark is. You guys are way above me. All right, so I had to look that up. It was something with like quantum physics or something. So raise your hand again if you knew what a quark was. Talk to those people if you want to know what a quark is. All right. As one people with one voice, we affirm our faith in God, creator and sustainer of all that is, from frozen Arctic ice caps to flowering desert cacti. The laws of physics and mathematics.
The multiplicity of languages and cultures, the precision of our bodies.
The wealth of wisdom from poets, philosophers, artists, and dreamers speak to the awesome power, incomparable intelligence, and the unfathomable mystery of God.
This is the God who loves us. This is the God we made to enjoy. This is the God we serve. All glory and praise be to God.
Brandon?
Let's stand and turn to number 26 in the Blue Book. Holy Spirit, come with power.
Bum, 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 bum. Holy Spirit, come with power, freedom to our aching eyes. We expect you this hour, wait for your strength and might. We are fearful, we are alien, we are weak and selfish too. Bring upon your congregation.
turn over to number 50. Number 50.
Praise the Lord, sing hallelujah, from the heavens praise His name. Praise the Lord, our great Creator, all His angels praise proclaim. All His hosts together praising, sun and moon and stars on high. Praise the Lord,
And now please turn over to 120. Bum, 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 bum. Holy, holy, holy.
Would the children please come up for children's story and join me? Anybody? Please come. We're going to sit right here. Yep, on the steps. Come on up, Levi. It's okay. It's going to be okay. Going to be okay. Morning. We're going to talk about a word. We're going to talk about a word that starts with A. Good morning. Good morning. I'm glad you're here. You guys see my picture? What does that word say? Awesome. What's another word for awesome? If I ask you the definition of awesome, what could you tell me? Or give me another word for awesome. Amazing. Paul, I know you're thinking about something.
Great.
Okay. Anybody out there? A word for awesome. What? Fantastic. Glorious. Others. Groovy. God. Worshipful. Okay, I'm going to show you a couple pictures that have the word awesome in them. What do you think this might be used for? A medal. It says super awesome. You think that could be a sticker maybe you would get at school for doing a good job on something, completing a task? Would your parents give you this sticker if you cleaned your room? You're super awesome. What about this picture? Why does this say epically awesome? What's going on in the picture? It looks like an explosion, and there's three guys on dirt bikes, and behind them is a lot of dirt being thrown up in the air. So this description says epically awesome. What about this picture? Why would they put the word awesome with this little stick figure and with a cape on? Anybody? Well, I think it's, you know, he looks like he has superpowers. So when we think of people with superpowers, we think of the word awesome. So somebody drew a little stick figure guy. He's flying and he's wearing a cape. Do we like superheroes? No. No? Yes, we do. So, I want to show you one more picture that's from my backyard. And Joe, would you put that one up on the screen too? This is a bird nest. Isn't it, Craig, or a bat box? Bird nest. And this is in a big tree in our backyard, way up high. And the Yellow Jackets have created this beautiful artistic thing with mud. So I Googled it to find out, you know, why Yellow Jackets build their nests out of mud. I didn't get a lot of information. So I was just amazed at how beautifully created that is. They used the saliva in their mouth, and they build this nest with mud and dirt, and it ends up being this beautifully artistic thing. So, I want you to name some things that you consider to be awesome. What would you consider to be awesome? Do you ever say that word during the day? That was awesome. No, nobody? Well, what about Jedi Master lightsabers? Are those awesome? What about Minion action figures or Lego Scooby-Doo build your own mystery machine? No? I'm trying here. Well, we've talked about some things that are awesome. And thank goodness that the Bible gives us some wonderful stories about God's great deeds and mighty acts. Because Psalm 66, which I'm going to talk about today, says, "How awesome are your deeds." These deeds are actions of God. And when we come together, we come to see and hear what God has done in our lives, what He's doing in the world. Whenever we come to church, to Sunday school, we discover that God has parted the Red Sea. We have discovered that Jesus rose from the dead. There's lots of amazing miracles in the Bible from stories that we can say God is awesome. Even food and shelter and family are wonderful, amazing, groovy gifts that God gives us. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you today for bringing us together as your family, brothers and sisters, seeking to follow you. And we thank you for your wonderful creation that shows us so many glimpses of who you are. Even the taste of an Oregon peach or plum, a beautiful sunset, yellow jackets building a nest. We praise you and thank you for who you are. Amen. Thank you.
I shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing the praises of your name. Come and see what God has done, his awesome deeds for mankind. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the waters on foot. Come, let us rejoice in him. He rules forever by his power. His eyes watch the nations. Let not the rebellious rise up against him. Praise our God, all peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard. He has preserved our lives and kept our feet from slipping.
Come and hear, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what he has done for me. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and has heard my prayer. Praise be to God, who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love for me.
Jesus is Lord of awe. I got kind of excited when I looked at the Sunday, August 20th, of thinking about speaking and knowing that the solar eclipse was going to be the next day. And it's like, you know what? We're going to praise God today. We're going to focus on his mighty acts and deeds, because this solar eclipse is not man-made. It is not something we're controlling, we're making happen. This is God, God's creation and galaxies at work, and it's incredible. Let's pray. Lord, just be with my words and my thoughts today as we focus on the beautiful words from Psalms, words that have become songs, words that give you glory and honor and praise. Amen. So I want to ask a question to anybody that was at Bible school that's a kid. If you can shout this out to me, where do we find the book of Psalms in the Bible? I didn't hear that. I want one of the kids that was at Bible school to maybe answer me. Anybody? Do you remember some of our activities and you took the Bible and you opened it, where to find Psalms? Right in the middle of the Bible. And the Psalms is full of songs, poetry, and praise. They are words from humans directed to God. And these words are our search for and experience of the living God. Tomorrow, we get to experience a rare and historic event, the solar eclipse in our lifetime. And yes, for some Oregonians, this will be a once-in-a-lifetime spectacle. And it says in the newspaper, we're expecting company, as many as 1 million visitors. Stores, I've been to stores this week, and at Thriftway, they were selling moon pies. They had the moon pies out in front with T-shirts that say Solar Eclipse 2017 and a hat. So we're taking advantage of the event. Businesses would like to make a little bit of money. But what good timing for Psalm 66. As we look up to the heavens and see something amazing, supernatural, awe-inspiring, these are the mysteries and wonders of creation. And how can we not give God the credit? In Psalm 66, we see a connection with both God's character and God's actions. Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds among mortals. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. There we rejoiced in him. He rules forever. The mighty acts of God are what inspire the greatest of awe and praise. God created the world out of nothing, and he called it good. He released his people from captivity in Egypt. We know those stories from the Bible, turning the Red Sea into dry land so that the Hebrews could escape. God sent his son, Jesus, into the world to be Savior and Redeemer of all. That's worth praise. In every time and place, God is awesome in his deeds. All through history, God has kept us among the living and has not let our foot slip. Again and again, this Psalm 66 speaks of God bringing life out of death and working for the rescue of his people, and this psalm is called the Psalm of the Resurrection, which is very fitting. Here's a surprising benefit of being part of a people that can proclaim awe, can experience awe. It makes us better people. Awe is the ultimate collective emotion, according to research from the New York Times, because it motivates people to do things that enhance the greater good. The many activities that we do that give us goosebumps, that give us kind of a wow moment, those help shift our focus from our self-centered interest to the interest of a group to which we belong, to something bigger than ourselves. We know in creation that there's more. Someone is holding these planets and solar system in place, and it's our great God. Researchers have found that people who experience more awe in their lives are more generous to strangers. They also cooperate more, share more resources, and sacrifice more for others. So how does this work? Awe inspires people with a different sense of themselves, one that is smaller, more humble, and a part of something larger. It makes us connect to a larger God and a larger Christian community. When we can grasp the bigness of our God, and we see how privileged we are to be a part of something bigger that he has created, it's a good feeling. So crank up the Hallelujah Chorus. Does that give you goosebumps? Go take a look at the Grand Canyon. What about the birth of a child? Those things help us focus and center on a great God. There are many personal encounters with God in which people were visibly shaken by God's awesomeness. And we know these from the Bible. When Moses hid his face and trembled before God, when Isaiah saw the Lord in his glory and brilliance, he cried, "Woe is me, I am ruined." And when the risen Christ appeared to Saul, who was persecuting Christians on the Damascus Road, Saul fell face down in fear and trembling. The person of God, his works of creation, redemption, providence, are amazing, and they pull us to a place of sober reflection and humility. I read this morning online about some of the Native Americans and what they're doing to prepare for the solar eclipse. I thought this was interesting. Some are really celebrating it, and others are staying inside and closing the shades and taking time to no eating, no drinking, no lying down. They're saying it's a time to press the control, delete, alt button and reset everything. It's kind of looking inside and reflecting on who you are. What is life all about? When the sun and the moon disappear during an eclipse, it has frightened indigenous people who believed they displeased the gods. The way they see it now, the eclipse is an opportunity for renewal. Maybe our way of thinking might change our behavior. People will have a different outlook on life. Maybe it will change for the better. Be a different person. So this one Native American woman will call her children into the living room on Monday. They will share traditional Navajo stories and ask them to meditate and reflect on what they want out of school, out of life, out of athletics. For one daughter, the focus will be acceptance from the elders on her role in the rodeo. But mostly they're asking children to concentrate and wish for happiness and health for their family, friends, and all of humanity. There's a little conversation, but there's that constant reminder that we need to be quiet. God is very much like Aslan, the lion, in C.S. Lewis's book, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. In the course of this story, the character named Susan asks Mr. Beaver the question of whether Aslan, the lion, is safe. She admits that she would be rather nervous about meeting a lion. "Safe," replied Mr. Beaver. "Who said anything about safe?" "Course he isn't safe, but he's good. He's the king, I tell you. He's the king." Our God is a good God. God, the Almighty King, inspires awe in us and makes us want to worship. Being both mighty and good is why evildoers cringe before his holy presence. "All the earth worships you, proclaims the writer of Psalms. They sing praises to you, praises to your name. When we're in the presence of something cosmic and enormous that goes beyond our understanding, may we be moved to offer praise to God. And we have that moment tomorrow. Yes, we can do it any time. But as you're preparing for the eclipse and you're meeting with people and you're getting ready to see this all happen, give praise to your Maker. Let's get out there and experience more awe. Let's make a joyful noise to God. And as we do this, we'll become more focused on others and generous as well. Amen.
Up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the Ritz.
Our God is an awesome God.
There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fist.
Our God is an awesome God.
The Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and you better be believing. Our God is an awesome God.
awesome God.
Our God
is an awesome God.
He reigns
from heaven above
with wisdom,
power, and love.
Our God is an awesome God.
Our God
is an awesome God.
He reigns
from heaven above
with wisdom,
power, and love.
Our God is an awesome God.
The sky was starless in the void of the night.
Our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
Judgment and wrath He poured out on Solomon. Mercy and grace He gave us at the cross. Hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
He's an awesome God.
God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
Amen. Could the ushers come forward for the offering, please? Let's pray. Creator God, everything we see, everything we touch, everything we have has been given by you. May we hold our hands open, giving back to you all that you have given to us out of your overwhelming abundance. Amen.
Jana, as I begin the sharing this morning, I want to say thank you for that word and that message. And I think I had an experience of awe while we were singing Holy, Holy, Holy. And I was just, since I'm not preaching this morning, I get a chance to sit with Becky in the back with other people and also get a sense of the whole congregation that I don't get when I'm sitting up here thinking, now what's next and what's next and am I ready for what's next? And I think the tears are just streaming down my cheeks thinking that this is sort of like a foretaste, a preview of our eternal destiny of worship and seeing the awe and wonder in God and each other. And I just wrote down, these words for us. Blessed, beautiful, broken, me too, beloved, betrothed to Christ, and again, a foretaste of the wedding of the Lamb in our worship and our proclamation of God's goodness and awesome and awe and majesty and wonder. Thank you, Jenna. As we start our sharing, I'd like to bring a word of sharing from across the ocean in Burkina Faso. The words of Pastor Fabe Traore, who visited us several years back, whose Bible translation ministry we are supporting, he sent a report back. The offering we took last spring went through proper channels and finally got there, and they have already contracted some people to start working on building the walls to the livestock enclosure for that project. And this is not something he sent, and the quality is not good, but this is to let you know what life is like right now, this month, in Burkina Faso, where mangoes and other fruit are coming in hand over fist so much that they don't know how to get them to market. So that's a common scene, and they're really cheap right now. Now, if we can get the next slide, these are pictures that Fave sent. You'll see there the rocks that have been collected and piled, ready for building the livestock enclosure. Next one. And there's some of the grit that's going to be mixed in next picture, please, with the sand. And I have no idea whose dog that is, but you can see the water container off to your right there. That'll be mixed in with this. Let's see, next picture, please. And those bags of cement being delivered. Good thing now the roads are in much better shape than when we were there. That allows them to get there. Next picture. I guess it's the same one. Oh, no, okay. Not the dog. You see, not clear quality. Yeah, there's a turkey. That's probably one of the critters that will be in that livestock enclosure. And the nature of Jula, the Jula language, has so many words that sound like what they describe. And the Jula word for a turkey is kulukulu. Kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Okay. All right. Okay. Any other pictures? I forget if we sent any more along with this. Next one. There's no more. Okay, that's it. So, Pastor Faba, you can read his greeting and his thanksgiving for that. Again, the livestock enclosure and project then will produce funds that will help continue with the Bible translation into his native Southern Samogo language. And some of these psalms and other Bible passages are put to Southern Samogo-type music that go on a week, sometimes as part of a weekly radio program in the Southern Samogo language. So that's a piece of that project that we have. I'd also ask now to the life of this congregation, I'd ask our prayers for Maynard Nofziger, who will be having surgery again. He's happy to say that it's not for cancer this time, but for helping his surgical wound from his last cancer surgery to heal. That's been the setback over these past few months. What other joys or concerns or sharing would we like to bring to each other's attention for prayer today and this week? Again, I'll come around with a mic to anyone who has anything to share. Lynn, is it? Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, Jana, for the reminder. I think it'd be real easy for tomorrow's event to happen and say, oh, well, that's just something of nature. But your reminder is to us, well, they can this is awesome. God is at work. And it amazes me that this thing can be predicted by scientists to a minute. And it's only because God has orchestrated everything to happen so perfectly that they can do that. And God is awesome. Thank you for that reminder.
Thank you, Lynn. Doug.
Many of you people who are my age and older, if there is anybody older, might remember Mike Snyder, who just underwent bypass surgery, four bypasses and an aorta repair. And he came through with flying colors. He's had all his tubes pulled out, and he's out of intensive care, which is a great relief to him and his family and friends.
Thank you. On behalf of Mike Snyder, then. Yes, Karen.
Yes, our God is an awesome God. There's also great power in his creation, and that could be wind and water, but also fires. And our son-in-law has been called to help with the wildfires in Sisters. And so just pray for all firemen as they work against this mighty force.
And
Jesse.
Thank you. Let's keep Jesse and other firefighters in our prayers. Any others sharing?
When I think of awesome, I think of a cousin I have in California. When she was pregnant with her little baby, they found that the baby had spina bifida. They operated on the baby twice before she was born. And this is the awesome part. That little girl is now 16 years old, has a driver's license. She's one of the top students in her class.
Wow, thank you. What a testimony. Thank you. Larry, right? Yes, thank you. Karen, and then Jenna.
At the end of last week's service, my heart was heavy. I was pretty sad. And I did a lot of thinking and a lot of writing, and what I ended up feeling like I needed to do was bring a word of encouragement to Zion. Parenting is hard. Decisions affecting our children are complex, and the parents here are amazing. There is this thoughtfulness and this commitment to their child rearing that's unique. It's creative. It's really impressive. In the circles that I am in, this is by far the most amazing parents. I'm honored to walk with you in this chapter of our lives. I'm committed to supporting you and lifting you up, and I pray for God's blessing and wisdom upon us.
Thank you. Thank you. And we all need that. Jana.
Joe, could you put back up our vision statement with the scenic picture that Andy had today? I think it would be cool to have people send in photos of nature that on an ongoing basis we show for our beginning service with our vision statement. So I'm just sharing this as an idea. This is from Andy's vacation, but wouldn't it be fun to see others? And it could be your garden. It could be your blooming garden. So maybe send those into the church office and we'll use them with our vision statement. Also, appreciate Brandon being here today to lead singing. Don't forget our college students headed back to school. We appreciate the gifts that they bring us when they're home. So appreciate Brandon and others.
Brandon, when do you go back to school? Friday. Wow, that was a quick summer, wasn't it? Okay. Any other sharing? Yes. Harold? Yeah.
It's been a year and a half now since Judy's been in church with me. And I can tell a difference in her daily living almost on a weekly basis. And as I sit here this morning, my bench is empty. My crew is leaving me. So I would encourage every married couple in this church to tell your mate, even once or regularly, how awesome they are and how glad you are that you have them.
Thank you, Harold. That's a very powerful word. And we miss Judy. And we'll keep her and you in our prayers. And if there's more we can do, please let us know. Thank you. Yes. Lauren.
Since you're on this side, I'll share it. 46 years ago, we couldn't have imagined that God would give us this special event tomorrow on our anniversary. No planning on our part, but it's just kind of special.
And you, and your anniversary too? Do you want to say which one?
18.
Okay, and more applause. Yeah. We might be overloaded with awesome here. I have to think about the next thing. Just from the sharing of awe and wonder, I'm going to go ahead and share just a little bit of pain. I hear from my father, who came with his family here in the U.S. in 1947 as displaced persons, refugees, after having hid their non-German identity while living in Hitler's Germany. His pain and anger and dismay at seeing neo-Nazis marching around and seeing the swastika, or the Hakenkreuz, as it's called, openly displayed. It was something that struck fear into his heart as a child. And also the person who drove the vehicle into the crowd of protesters last week is from kind of his neighborhood, not too far away, a suburb of Toledo. So it all hits very home. And I'd like to begin our prayers this time with this prayer that comes from the current president of my alma mater, the Anabaptist Mennonite Biblical Seminary. It's a prayer litany. And I will have leader parts to read, and you will have a response. The words, Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. I hope this isn't too much emotional, spiritual whiplash here. And listen to the prayers or laments that I read before we get back into prayers of thanksgiving. And if you can identify with any of those prayers or laments, then join me again in saying, Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. I think that's something anytime we can all pray together. If you would join me, please. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. And I will pray. We lament the horror of hate that exploded in Charlottesville, Virginia this past weekend. We decry the flagrant parading of white supremacy, paramilitary assault weapons, Nazi insignia, Confederate flags, and anti-Semitic chants. We grieve for all those targeted by vile speech, vicious attacks, and rabid racism. We weep for the people of Charlottesville, a community in grief, a community in shock, a community in righteous anger over unrighteous actions. And together, Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. We confess that those of us who are white have often overlooked, ignored, or been ignorant of the ways we have benefited from the systemic oppression and marginalization of people of color, immigrants, Muslims, Jews, and others whom we fear. We confess that we are complicit in acts of violence when we devalue, despise, and discriminate against persons whom we perceive as threatening our identity, way of life, and cherished beliefs. We confess that we are too often slow to act in the face of white supremacy that is ingrained in our businesses, institutions, neighborhoods, and even sometimes families. We confess that we let fear, pride, and ignorance prevent us from doing all we can to live into the beauty, goodness, and shalom that God intends for all people. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Let's continue praying. But you are an awesome God. You are a merciful God, a reconciling God. You are love. You are the way, the truth, and the life. You are our peace, and you are making one new humanity and a reconciled and recreated cosmos through the blood shed on a cross. Not the twisted, broken crosses we've seen, but the one that stood between two thieves and rebels among whom you took our place. The glory of your redeeming, recreating love we see throughout all of creation. And we have seen your glory and your love and the blessings and the bounty of this season, the rest and the recreation that we can share in also the healing of the daughter of Larry's cousin and Mike Snyder's healing as well. Dear God, the love of parents and families for each other, the talents and gifts of all who are with us, even if a short time, let your blessing be upon the college students as they return to their labors and studies and their places and their new homes. Bring your glory and goodness to bear on behalf of Pastor Fabe and our brothers and sisters of the church in Samoguiri, upon the congregation there, upon the Livestock Project and the Bible translation, that your word in their mother's tongue might give birth to many sons and daughters in the Spirit. Your blessing, protection, and encouragement we pray upon all of us who will be out at the park together next weekend. For the firefighters like Jesse. Dear God, for Judy, whose presence we have missed so well, whose health is in question, O God. In the darkness of our divided world, make of us that city on a hill, the salt of the earth, the light of the world, the foretaste and the first fruits of that throng around the throne from every tribe, tongue, nation, and color who share something even better than equality, who share union through your Spirit with you and each other. For such a cosmic reunion we pray in the very words of Jesus who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Let's stand for the sending song and then remain standing for the benediction. Number 119 in the Blue Book. 119.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
May we each experience the awe of God this week. Go in peace.